We welcome our breath into our bodies, through our bodies, into the energy systems that embrace our bodies and hold them in integrity, allowing our breath to flow through and permeate all that is us, all that we recognize as us. We notice any place of tension, any place where we're holding. And we welcome the breath to flow through that place, those places. Maybe we need to shift our positions physically. Maybe we need to nestle in a bit. We allow ourselves to feel the soles of our feet, feeling their aliveness, their responsiveness, their awareness of our awareness, our toes and our feet and our ankles, and gently and gradually washing up through our shins and our calves, our knees, our haunches, our thighs, our buttocks, our bellies, up through our trunks, our back, our shoulders, our chest, up through our necks, down through our shoulders, down our arms, and elbows, forearms, fingers, palms, nails, and on up through our necks, up into our faces and our jowls, our jaws, our ears, up through our scalps, mouths and lips, nostrils, noses, cheekbones, eye sockets, eyes, eyelids, forehead, hairline, up to the top of our head, and perhaps we feel a little energy driving up, soaring up, calling up beyond that, and we allow that to happen, and allow it to reach up and touch whatever it wants to touch, to go as far as it wants to go, to gather in what it wants to gather in, to spread out how it wants to spread out. Allowing it all to rest like a pool, an ever-rippling outward pool. Maybe like an antenna sending out radio waves. Being aware of our hearts. Our guts. Our innards. Whichever one's called to us. Feeling the vitality and the vibrancy and the receptivity. And yet, and also, how somehow there's a dimension in which there's a great diffusion throughout all being, while yet we remain in our personal integrity in ourselves. And knowing we can return to this at any time, we become aware of our sparks, our personal spark, wherever it may be lodged in our energy system today, at this time. And our attention and our spark greet each other, our awareness. And we allow them a few moments of settling in together, reunion, cuddling up, spooning, however they connect. And how it seems to us that they feel, resting together, held together, simply being together. And knowing again that this is something to which we can return at any time. Through our sparks, we reach out to connect with and affirm the other sparks in this conversation. And those who would be in this conversation. And those, whoever will ever be listening to this conversation, our sparks reach out and connect with and affirm those sparks. And we allow to come to mind someone or some group of people or class of people that we have on our hearts who come to us at this time, or maybe have been with us for a long time. And through our sparks, we reach out and affirm and connect with those sparks. Seeing how our spark feels in doing this and somehow sensing the response of their sparks. And there be maybe one other person or group that seems to be calling. And even though we have not yet done the roots portion of this meditation, we know that the roots are there because they have been established over time. So if there's another person or group whose spark we wish to connect with and affirm. And awareness that through our root systems, all the resources we need are available to us. We can reach out to and affirm and connect with the sparks in that group or those people. And then if there's one or two others that we just feel called to include, if our spark wants to connect with the sparks and that person or the other people, connect with and affirm. The stability and the access to wisdom and the community that our roots give us. Knowing that our spark is only strengthened through this work, it can never be damaged or corrupted or put out. And bringing that same strength of willingness to the person or persons with whom we are connecting. Returning our attention to ourselves, to our root crown, as it were. Our spark, secure wherever it is, allowed to rest up a little bit here. We feel our roots extending and deepening and exploring and finding the cracks and creating the cracks in all the strata in which we are planted. The strata of memory and culture, of legend and song. Deep history. Deep before history. Our roots reaching down and out. Providing stability in the terrain in which we are planted. Stability that allows for flexibility. Finding all the nutrients and resources we need. And then our taproot responding to the call of the aquifer of living truth that flows underneath all being, all created being. Allowing our taproot to be drawn down toward that aquifer into that aquifer, if it is, or if there are resistance boulders, barricades on the way, we let it be. We know that as we continue to work with our sparks, continue to do this work, all the barricades, the defenses, the boulders, everything that gets in the way will dissolve or be penetrated. So we let our taproot drive down as far as it goes today, ever refreshed by the scent of the living truth, the living wisdom, the aquifer of living water. Drinking deeply and feeling it drawn up through our systems, up throughout our whole systems, all our ever-evolving multi-dimensional systems. And then gently developing the root hairs, the rhizomes that reach out from our roots out to the surrounding subsoil and soil, out to, we can feel them crossing over each other's root hairs and greeting and creating a sense of community and beyond. To all those whose sparks we connected with earlier and beyond, as far as this mass of root hairs chooses to expand today, ours interwoven and intertwining and continuing, never any constriction, simply a grateful greeting, recognition of community, and how we are strengthened by this contact, and how our awareness of this contact strengthens those whose root systems we pass over or under and encounter on our expansion. Throughout perhaps the planet, various places we may feel particularly called to, claiming the community as we have claimed our sparks, knowing we can always return, and that in a way we're always present. We never leave. And beyond, into space, the space shuttle, the space station, and out beyond the solar system, wherever we feel drawn in the galaxy, and through the dimensions, the illusion of death, the veil of incarnation and birth, wherever we find and bring community, and then when we're as extended as we feel comfortable with. And as deep as our taproot is gone, and as stable as our basic root system has given us, we allow ourselves to be aware and simply settle in to claim it all. As our sparks are claimed, we're claiming our root system, our access to all the resources we need, recognizing that as we are claiming the resources we need, that we ourselves are resources for those around us. And simply resting in that awareness. And back to ourselves, to our hearts and our bellies and our sparks. To once again claim, explore, and perhaps stretch our willingness where and how given the resources to which we have access, are we willing to allow our defenses to be eroded? Remembering that the erosion of our defenses is not something we will, not something we plan, not something we direct. Simply as our sparks become stronger, our defenses are eroded. Simply, quietly, and as our defenses are eroded, some of our bafflement may be clarified. We may or may not choose to put words on the bafflement that's being clarified, or that we're willing to have clarified. We may just let ourselves feel how that might be, or simply ascertain our willingness for that to happen. Not pushing. Not judging. Not shaming or blaming. Simply allowing our willingness, perhaps, to gently expand. Allowing our bafflement to be clarified. And from that, we can move gently to the considering the willingness to allow our distortions, some of them to some extent, to be released. How willing are we to allow our distortions to be released? I know many of us, certainly I often am rather fiercely attached to my distortions. Even more than to my defenses, because my defenses are basically there to defend my distortions. So just becoming aware of the willingness. How willing are we? And are we willing to let that stretch just a little bit? Maybe. Are we willing to be considering being more willing? Knowing this is not something we make happen. This is nothing that can be forced, for forcing is its own distortion. Rather, allowing our strengthened spark to do the work quietly and simply and irreducibly. We allow ourselves to rest with our willingness, perhaps with a gentle pressure towards stretching, or maybe not, knowing that we can return at any time. And then gently, slowly, we return to full consciousness of our spark, our awareness, being grateful for the connection, for this work, and coming back into our whole bodies, our shoulders, our knees, our feet, our fingers. Allowing our eyes to drift open, gently. Taking a breath, taking a larger breath, wiggling a little bit. And when we're ready, moving toward our feet.